Box office, infrastructure, and the African screen paradox, what 2024 numbers do and don't tell us. Compiling a comprehensive 2024 box office report began as a documentation effort. What followed was certainly not surprising, but worth stating plainly, even in a continent with under 1,700 cinema screens, spread across more than 50 countries, collecting accurate box office data remains difficult. Not because of volume, because of structure, because of who holds the numbers, because of how and where those numbers are or aren't shared. What I've compiled here isn't exhaustive, but it is mostly verified, whatever that means in the current climate. While this report focuses on 2024 theatrical releases, it builds on a previous Akoroko newsletter, Box Office Analysis, African Films on the International Stage and Lessons from Parasite, dispatched in August 2024. Which examined pre-COVID box office data for African and diaspora films released between 2000 and early 2020. That piece emphasized the historical scarcity of widely distributed African titles and the long-standing absence of infrastructure for tracking their theatrical performance, especially within Africa itself. This analysis covers films telling stories about Africans and directed by Africans, both from the continent and diaspora, that received commercial theatrical premieres anywhere worldwide in 2024. The total tracked global box office for titles that meet the criteria was approximately $28 million, a number that reflects available data only and likely undercounts the actual total, given that many countries, within Africa specifically, either do not track or do not publicly report box office data. Even internationally recognized box office tracking systems that often capture international grosses for African films don't always do so completely and rarely, if ever, include box office data from African country releases. A dilemma. At this point in the newsletter report, there's a table titled 2024 African Feature Film Box Office Summary. It contains the verified numbers referenced throughout. Please refer to it directly for the specific figures. Why these numbers are hard to get. Even in the best documented countries, Nigeria, South Africa, Egypt, formal box office reporting often flows through limited channels. In Nigeria, CN, Cinema Executives Association of Nigeria, tracks weekly earnings from major chains like Filmhouse and Silverbird. Its figures are periodically summarized by Nile Entertainment, Endelpoint, and others. CN does maintain a public-facing website, /facebook.com/scene-sehian_yaio, though its reports can be difficult to navigate and are not always current or easy to interpret, informal venues or community screenings remain outside its purview. Additionally, Moses Babatope, formerly of Filmhouse/Film1 and now CEO of Nile Entertainment Group, sits on CEN's executive team while also heading both a distribution company and cinema chain, presenting a conflict. The anonymous Nigerian box office Twitter account, widely trusted but unverifiable, fills part of that gap. It functions as a de facto record, but no one seems to know who runs the account, which was recently silenced for an extended period of time by Twitter for reasons unknown and is now seemingly back online again. Elsewhere, systems are either inconsistent or underfunded. Egypt. El Cinema lists weekly performance data and publishes occasional cumulative box office summaries such as year-end leaderboards. However, sourcing methodology and consistency remain unclear. International platforms like Box Office Mojo do not track local Egyptian titles, focusing instead on studio imports. Morocco, the Centre Cinématographique Marocain, CCM, Morocco's national film body, publishes annual statistics but provides little film-level or month-to-month public access. Côte d'Ivoire, a promising monthly reporting initiative, began in late 2024 courtesy of the cultural arm of the government but has not continued into 2025. Ethiopia. Despite active production and a steady flow of Amharic engineering cinema in Addis Ababa, there is no formal box office tracking. According to a 2024 presentation by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNTAD, Ethiopia produced around 100 feature films in 2019, with the audiovisual sector contributing $70 million annually and employing over 30,000 people. Yet no standard data screens attendance or revenue is published. Kenya, while cinemas are active, the Kenya Film Commission, KFC, which is officially mandated to collect and disseminate film industry data, does not currently offer any public box office reporting system. Box Office Mojo and the numbers include only fragmentary information, and local sources have not filled the gap. South Africa. The National Film and Video Foundation, NFVF, releases annual data, and ComScore tracks performance from major chains, yet as of 2024, Box Office Mojo listed no South African films among the country's top 100 theatrical releases. As a whole, this reflects the ongoing disconnect between what's tracked and what's seen. In the absence of verifiable or consistent local data, international aggregators like Box Office Mojo, The Numbers, and ComScore become fallback sources, but they are incomplete, and local follow-up doesn't necessarily yield better results. This leaves anyone trying to compile a reliable continental picture operating with major blind spots and uneven tools. The result? Every box office number requires vetting, many require contextual footnotes, and most go unreported entirely. Historical box office patterns, a 20-year reality check. Akaroko's August 2024 newsletter explored the international box office performance of selected African and diaspora films released theatrically between 2000 and early 2020. 10 titles were analyzed, not as a definitive list, but as a random sampling of globally visible films in a 20-year period before COVID-19 disrupted markets. Among the highest earners were District 9, $210 million, Les Miserables by French Malian filmmaker Les Gilles, $54.6 million, and Sotsi, $9.8 million. However, the vast majority of films in the list grossed under $1 million globally. Most distribution occurred in the U.S. and Europe, especially France, with very limited availability or no reporting at all on African theatrical performance. The analysis reaffirmed multiple issues still present in 2024. African films rarely have access to reliable domestic box office reporting. European co-productions dominate international visibility and distribution. Global public-facing data platforms like Box Office Mojo and The Numbers track African content unevenly, if at all. Meanwhile, ComScore's methodology and range remain relatively opaque. Festival acclaim often doesn't translate into commercial distribution. Even a decade or more before the current reporting year, the limitations were already clear. What has changed is not the pattern itself, but the urgency of documenting it more precisely and correcting it systemically. The expansion paradox. Despite the absence of coordinated tracking, theatrical investment is growing across the continent. That's not a contradiction, it's the shape of the market. 2024 saw expansion from multiple players. Nile Entertainment announced plans for 1,000 screens across Nigeria. Canal Olympia opened luxury map cinemas in Cotonou, Benin, and plans more. Morocco's Cinema Commission funded 3 new theaters in Rabat, Casablanca, and Marrakech, adding to earlier modernization efforts. Pathé opened a 1,000-seat venue in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, and continues growing across Francophone Africa. Angola began restoration of the historic Cine E Studio in Mocamedes, a colonial-era theater unused since 1975. Meanwhile, South Africa, the continent's most saturated exhibition market, till date 850 screens, seems to be moving in the opposite direction. In 2024, Sterkinecore and New Metro cut staff, closed sites, and announced plans to begin tapping into alternate revenue streams like event-based content, pressured by streaming, load shedding, and post-COVID shifts in viewing behavior. In short, theatrical expansion is happening in low-density markets. Retraction might be happening in mature ones. This isn't a paradox. It's a reflection of uneven development across the continent. A multiplex on one side, mobile on the other. Africa remains a mobile-first continent. That much should be clear by now. YouTube dominates, especially in West Africa. Showmax up 50% year-over-year, and Netflix slower growth. South Africa Phone are active but still struggling. Meanwhile, Canal Plus owns Francophone Africa and is on the cusp of a likely acquisition of Showmax parent, MultiChoice. The community cinemas, mobile screening units, and hyperlocal microcinemas are growing, but remain disconnected from national tracking systems. In places like Nigeria, Kenya, and Tanzania, phones are the screen. Meanwhile, in Morocco, Côte d'Ivoire, and Senegal, high-end multiplexes are being built anyway. This coexistence isn't contradictory, it's layered. Theaters offer status, occasion, and group experience. Mobile delivers convenience and reach. What makes Africa's exhibition environment unusual is that both sectors are expanding simultaneously. UNESCO's 2021 report remains the only attempt at a continent-wide screen count, 1,651 screens total, roughly 1 per 787, zero people. But that figure is now outdated, and even then it excluded informal venues and alternative models. It also applied definitions of cinema and screen that didn't reflect how African audiences often actually engage with film. National film boards collect some data, private companies, Comscore, OMDA collect more, but rarely make it public. And when numbers are shared, they can lack context. Is a film's total reported in net or gross? Over how many weeks? From which venues? Without a standardized continent-wide framework, film performance across Africa continues to be documented in fragments, and when the data is incomplete, the narrative defaults to anecdote or acclaim. Why this matters. Box office is more than a number. It's an economic signal, a policy justification, a distribution metric, a funding rationale. Without data, African films are evaluated based on which festival they premiere in, which streaming platform acquires them, or how they perform abroad. Local relevance, commercial viability, and regional momentum go unmeasured. Even within Africa, most films that succeed in one country never reach the next. Pan-African distribution remains a bottleneck. In that vacuum, digital platforms have filled the gap, but not always with the financial transparency or reach that theatrical models could theoretically offer. If African film is to scale in ways that make it sustainable, not just visible, then performance data has to be part of the story. What Akoroko/AFP is doing. I started with the 2000/2001 period because historical data is hard to find and the early 21st century felt like a practical starting point when available data became slightly easier to track. Maintaining an updated verified list of African feature films with confirmed theatrical release. Publishing both local currency and USD grosses where possible. Logging gaps in formal venues and unreported territories, not just successes. Expanding coverage to streaming availability and distribution reach. Building historical records that aren't reliant on third-party platforms or algorithms. The long-term goal is to move from fragmented reporting to structured intelligence, starting with what's already known and expanding from there. If you're a distributor, exhibitor, policymaker, researcher, or archivist with access to better or broader data, get in touch, please, info@akoroko.com. The more we know, the more accurate the story becomes.